city building, wearing a good suit, and I was in search of an industry that could give me that. I was attracted to the recruitment industry for a few reasons. Not only was it based in an office, but it was Monday to Friday, and so many businesses, especially retail and leisure, are 6 if not 7 days a week. I also liked the fact that the remuneration was incentivized. If I placed a lot of candidates, I would get the rewards. I worked for a couple of agencies, and then as a recruitment manager for a firm that employed recruitment agencies. I got to know the industry very well, and I discovered a gap in the market. At the time, in the mid-1980s, there were essentially three sorts of agencies. The high street companies like Brook Street and Alfred Marks that did general recruitment up to the £30,000 salary bracket, the mid-range companies that did selection for middle management positions by placing advertisements in newspapers, and the executive search agencies, or headhunters, at the top end, who filled senior roles. The gap I spotted was this. In the mid-range, the agencies charged a fee, typically 25% of the candidate's first-year salary, and then charged for the advertising on top. By adding the cost of the advertising, they often worked out more expensive than the executive search option that charged 30%, and if no decent candidates replied, then the advertising money had been wasted. My idea was to bring headhunting to the mid-market, which made perfect sense to me, as for every chief executive, there are 10 middle managers to recruit. When you're looking to set up a business, you have to have a differential. There's nothing special about an opportunity when you're another Me Too business in a highly competitive market. I knew finding a differential was fundamental to success, and I was convinced I had found it. If step one in starting a business is having an idea, then identifying your differential should be step two. For me, recruitment wasn't that exciting, but the differential was. The next step was creating a brand. I wanted to start an elite business for top-end customers and candidates, so I needed to create a brand that fitted that market. I wanted something that everyone assumed already existed, something that said gravitas, substance, integrity, and professionalism. I put myself in the mindset of potential clients and asked myself what characteristics they would want to deal with, and I came up with the name Alexander Mann. I also wanted a classy location, and even though I didn't have any money, I walked up and down Pall Mall, where the Institute of Directors is, to see if anyone would rent me a room. I told the manageress of a serviced office company that I had a budget of £100 a week. She told me, "This is Pall Mall, not Petticoat Lane." But she managed to find me a tiny room with no window, where you couldn't open the door without it hitting the table. I didn't mind. I got to put Pall Mall on my business card, and that was what I wanted. Of course, there was no room to interview people in my office, so I would meet candidates in reception and say, "I'm really sorry, but all our meeting rooms are full. Would you mind if we just pop down to Claridge's for a coffee?" I was 23, and had a couple of £1,000 saved up, which was enough to keep me going, while I sat in that broom cupboard with the yellow pages calling financial services companies and introducing our mid-range executive search service. People found it genuinely interesting, and after about 6 weeks I picked up my first assignment. I filled my first position 4 weeks later, and the moment the cheque came in, I went down to reception and said, "I'm ready for my new office, and this time can I have a window?" In my fourth month, I hired my first employee, but I knew nothing about national insurance or payslips. I called up the PAYE helpline, but when all the paperwork arrived, I couldn't understand any of it. At the end of his first month, I simply went down to the cash point to get the wages out and put them in an envelope. I called a friend, who in turn knew an accountant, who I called for advice. He offered to come in one Saturday a month and do all my paperwork for me, so all I had to do was keep my receipts and invoices in an envelope, and he would write everything up for me. I learnt early on to surround myself with people who complemented my weaknesses. You don't have to be an expert on everything. The first couple of years were tough, as we were a new business offering a new service, but by 1987 our profit was £450,000. In 1989 it was £600,000. In 1991, however, during the recession, I remember sitting with my accountant doing our annual accounts and realising that we had made just £1,500 profit. The recruitment business mirrors the economy, and we were hit hard. I didn't see the point in continuing. For about 6 months I really neglected the business as I looked around for something else, and Alexander Mann started to nosedive. But at the end of those 6 months, I realized that I knew about recruitment, and I had a greater chance of success with the business I already had than something new, so I threw myself back into it. And we began to thrive. We moved into IT recruitment, and sales and marketing, and eventually we started recruiting for the recruitment industry, which no one had thought could be done. When I sold the business in 1999, I kept a small stake, we were charging £130 million in fees annually, with some of our profits diverted into backing other start-ups, which have also become multi-million pound businesses. What's the best advice you ever had? Observe the masses and do the opposite. My father told me that, and it's true. The herd mentality means everyone wants to be in the same place. But if you go into a crowded market, you dilute your business. When everyone's going in the same direction, it's often the road that leads the other way that's paved with gold. What do you wish you'd known from the start? Honestly, not a lot. Whatever you do, you just have to find things out for yourself. Although, when I got to 40, I began to wonder if I'd missed out on something by not going to university. I wouldn't change anything, but I did enroll at Harvard Business School when I took a year out after I sold Alexander Mann, and I had a great time. What's the one thing you'd say to someone starting their first business? It's all about execution, and not about the idea. People come to me with ideas all the time, but it's not ideas that succeed in business. It's good execution. The second thing to say is that business is about a team. No one is an expert on everything, so be just as conscious of the things you don't know as the things that you do, and hire to plug the gaps. Also, don't be afraid to hire people who are better than you. eBay was a good idea, but the best thing the founders did was hire Meg Whitman, who has turned it into the business it is today.